God be with you.
Also with you.
My name is Anders Peterson. I'm the pastoral intern here at Holden. And this evening, for Vespers, we will be singing Vespers 86. You can find a folder of the songs that we'll be singing in the corner back here if you haven't found one already. And just a few words to orient you to Vespers this evening. First, if you turn to page 5, you'll see that there's an opportunity for us to split into parts, L1 and L2. Marty Haugen, who composed this piece, was familiar with how we get up and back to Chelan via the Lady of the Lake. And so L1 actually stands for the Lady Express. So if you take the early boat and you want to be up on the express, that stands for L1. And if you don't mind the scenery and just taking your time getting up here, L2 actually does stand for Lady of the Lake, too. So you can choose how you wish to sing with us tonight there. We ask you to stand at the Magnificat, which is on page 9. And then I invite you to stand now and greet the light of Christ, which is in our midst, which will be processing in from the baptismal font. Please stand.
Christ, you are the light of the world.
The light of
with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our hearts.
Our first reading this evening comes from Isaiah chapter 54. For your Maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer, known as God of the whole earth. For the Lord has called you like a wife abandoned and grieved in spirit, like a woman married young and then left, says your God. For a brief moment I left you, but now with enormous compassion I will gather you. In an outburst of anger, I hid my face from you, but only for a moment. With everlasting love, I will have compassion on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. This is like the days of Noah to me. Just as I swore that the waters of Noah would never again go over the earth, so I have sworn that I will not be angry with you and will not rebuke you. For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you, and my covenant of peace shall not be removed. The God who has compassion on you says so. Holy Wisdom, Holy Word.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is a Jewish folk story from the Talmud, adopted by Leo Tolstoy, entitled The Power of Hope. A king was betrothed, and soon after he set forth on a long journey. Days, months, and years passed, without any word from him. His intended waited for him sorrowfully, but without abandoning hope for his return. The girl's companions then said with pretended compassion and spiteful glee, "Poor girl, it seems your love has forgotten all about you and will never come back." Disconsolate and stung by their jibes, the girl wrapped herself in her grief and wept much when she was alone. She then picked up the last letter the king had sent her, in which he swore that he would ever remain true and faithful to her. Rereading it, her heart once more became serene, her spirits lifted, and she continued to wait patiently for his return. After many years, the king came home. Amazed, he asked his intended, "How was it possible for you to remain faithful to me for so long?" "My king," she answered, rejoicing, "I had your letter, and I believed in you." And thus, too, it has been with Israel and the nations of the earth. These say mockingly to the Jews, "Your God has abandoned you." Israel, thereupon, yields himself to solitude. Sad and lamenting, he reads in the godly pages of the Torah the sacred promise of redemption, consoles himself, and derives new strength from it. When the day of redemption comes, God will surely turn his face to the abandoned and will ask, "How could you have remained true to me for so long?" And Israel will answer, "Your commandment was your pledge to me."
The light shines in the darkness,
and the darkness has not overcome.
Thank you.
understanding, and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice. Amen. God, remember us in your love and teach.